Okay. Gee, suppose I have to use this as well. Thank you for letting me breathe. Okay. Well, Debbie, I am so happy you're here today, and I'm really sorry that I came in so late, but it's the story of my life, sort of being organized and disorganized, but and that's why we decided to have this here with this Wayland mom-to-mom TV show, and just with have our audience in front of us and to be able to talk about being organized and sort of simplify our lives. And so that's why you're here.
Well, thank you, Sue. It's wonderful to be here with you all today. We do need to simplify our lives. We need to feel somewhat in control of our time and to avoid stress. We want to move away from that insane, crazy, busy crisis mode and maybe into some order and freedom. We need to get organized. Did you know that clutter can make you feel more stressed?
Yeah, I believe that. It's like getting rid of the clutter that's the problem.
Because who has time to get organized? I mean, do you have time to stop everything and get organized?
Well, I wish. That's why you're here. Right? And I think also sometimes just taking an honest look at our activities and our lifestyle gives us clues as to where we need to save time, reduce stress, and you know what? Now that I think about it, I think I'm going to wonder where our audience is on this particular thing. So, would everyone stand up who is able, please? And we're going to see who the most organized person is. So, all right.
Or turn it off.
Or turn it off. What's better? This is better. Okay. So, when you can answer yes,
keep standing.
Keep standing. If you can answer no, you sit down. Okay. Do you know how long it takes you to get up and out of the door each morning? Do you lower your stress by arriving on time or early for your appointments? Do you return calls and emails the same day?
Oh, well, we still have one standing.
Are all the clean clothes put away and all the dirty clothes in the hamper?
Ooh, she's still standing. Impressive.
Do you know what's for dinner and how long it's going to take you to make it?
To be fair, I
want to
be a special
organizer.
Why don't you come right up here?
What are you doing sitting down there? That's amazing. Well, there you go. Like Debbie and I, we like murder people. So there we go. All right.
So for the rest of you that are now sitting, what's stopping you? Sue?
Well, time, lack of energy, I'm multitasking, usually to the point of confusion, because then I don't quite know where I'm going to and what next. And I think actually the biggest problem I have is procrastination. Big P.
Yep, but why is that, Sue? Why?
Well, because I just sort of think it's very overwhelming, and if I procrastinate, it might just go away.
Well, I don't think it's going to go away, but we can learn how to break things up into bite-sized pieces.
Oh, well, how do we do that, Debbie?
Well, you know that old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Or, as the Nike company logo says, just do it. We need to include organizing and simplifying our lives as part of our everyday routine.
Yes, you know, another thing, just going back to procrastination. I heard that one shouldn't actually procrastinate, because what if you really enjoy doing it? Then you've like wasted all that time just not doing it.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. And sometimes just getting started and remembering it's a process really will help, because you can't do it all at once. I know I was here with you on the show about 7 years ago.
Yes.
A lot's changed since then.
That's for sure. Not the way we look, though.
No. But, you know, beside the many books and magazines and specialty stores and professional organizing services, devoted to this topic. Now there's many apps for your laptops and your phones. So all devoted to organization. What does that tell us? I guess it just goes to show what an issue it really is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many simplifying and time-saving services and devices and appliances today, but I think they actually make our lives sometimes more hectic because we really believe we can do it all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't think you need to spend a lot of money to get organized. I think you just need to be creative, come up with the plan, and be consistent.
Debbie, you have a fantastic quote that I quote you so often. What is that?
Mm-hmm. It is about planning.
Yes.
The quote is, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have short little planning meetings with yourself.
Well, as I said before, I am so happy to be sitting here, and I know our listeners are waiting for those magic answers.
Well,
where do we start?
Unfortunately, I don't have magic answers, so. But I think if we all have that desire and motivation and come up with a plan, it's a really good way to start. So all of you need to keep what's working and change what's frustrating. So, efficiency experts used to say, you make a list, you prioritize it, you start at the top, you work your way down and check things off as you go. But I don't think that works for most people.
No, Debbie, my list just gets longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. The lists are long and it's overwhelming. And I'm not against lists. I personally love lists. As they mentioned, I'm an engineer. I just kind of like my little checklist, my standard procedures. But when you have kids, lists and best laid plans go out the window. I know you had a day like that yesterday, Sue.
Oh, I really did. Sort of my son decided not to have a birthday party at home, and I found out the night before. And it was a day where it was just a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. But so today, let's concentrate on just encouraging each other to get this process started and remembering it is a process. Did you know that it takes 21 days or 21 repetitions for any new ways to become habits?
21?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's a whole chunk out of my life.
Right. But, yes, but the other thing is, most of the stuff that we're going to talk about today is things you already know.
Mm-hmm.
We're just kind of giving you a reminder and maybe that booster shot you need for encouragement. And don't worry about coming up with the perfect organizational system. Perfect is done.
Sure. I'll remember that. At least I can check that one off my list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the next time you feel yourself ready to complain that you don't have enough time, just remember, all we have is time. It's how we use our time, how we choose to use our time, that kind of matters.
And that's so true, because even if we just look around the earth and see God is a God of order.
Mm-hmm.
There's the summer, the winter, the spring, the fall, and all the things happen. And then you have Mary and Martha,
mm-hmm.
right? And you said, we've got to remember the Mary and Martha stories. We've got to remember that there's a time to be busy, there's a time to be quiet, there's a time to just stop and smell the roses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Sue, what are some of your problem areas? What should we talk about today?
Ooh, you want to hear them all? Okay, daily schedule. Laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning closets.
Mm-hmm.
Drawers that have to be tidied and emptied. Clothing,
mm-hmm.
toys,
mm-hmm.
Coordinating my electronic and non-electronic stuff, paperwork, coordinating my data, the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
making meals, and then I suppose cleaning.
All right.
And then getting out the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I got it.
I can't do everything. I get out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I might have a couple of tips that will help you.
Waiting to hear.
Yeah.
And I bet our audience is as well.
Mm. Yeah. Well, let's start with laundry, because as we all know, laundry is just there. Mm-hmm. It's always there.
Have babies.
Yes, it does. And when you have babies.
Yeah, just grow and grow.
I think if you can try to do at least one load a day and complete the whole task in the same day, or at least in a 24-hour period, that will really help. So how do you do that? Well, in the morning, first thing when you get up, put a load of laundry in. Go have your coffee, start your morning routine, but then take 5 minutes to go back and throw it in the dryer. and go on with your day.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, maybe as you're starting to prepare dinner or as you're cleaning up after dinner, go back down, restart the dryer so you're getting the wrinkles out, and then take things out, fold them, and immediately put them away.
That is a very good plan because I have stuff in the dryer right now that came in since 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm the only one.
And use your children to help.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Even at a young age, they can help sort things. I don't know if people still sort by color and whites anymore, but each child should have a hamper in their room, and they should be taught to turn their clothes right side out, especially their socks, and put them in the hampers.
Yeah.
That way you can tell what clothes are clean and what clothes aren't clean from what's on the floor. And they can help put away laundry, too. So once clothes are clean, you can bring it to their rooms, but then you need to show them where you want to put them. When my children were little, I'd give them their piles of clothes. They'd take them, they'd put them on the floor. But Mom, they'd say to me, the floor is the biggest shelf in the house, so why can't we just leave them on the floor? No.
No. But you know, Debbie, the other problem is with me getting to help my children, or getting my children to help me, and even my husband. It's like they keep asking me so many questions that I have to end up doing it myself because it's so much easier. But I hear what you say.
Mm-hmm.
It really is important to have to get the kids trained and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose labeling things is very important.
Absolutely.
You can put socks, underwear. Oh, but my children can't read and write anymore. It's okay. Just use pictures.
Absolutely. Pictures.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what they do in preschools. If you look around, they'll show you the size of the block, the shape of the block, whatever, the color of the block.
Yeah, and just get it in. And then the other thing is that, you know, I always just didn't do it because I didn't have a label marker. Mm. And so I thought, okay, that's done. I need it perfectionally done. You know? But, you know, that frog tape, painted tape and a marker. Perfect.
Exactly. Great suggestion, Sue.
Thank you.
Do you guys know the tip about your laundered sheets and putting your laundered sheets inside one of the matching pillowcases?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, once you do that, after you've laundered your sheets, put them together, it'll keep your closet organized, but it also help in the middle of the night when you have those emergencies and you've got to change the sheets. You can just grab the whole set and you're ready to go.
You know, you don't have to unfold all those sheets to find the right size sheet to go on the right size bed.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, I've done that so many times.
Yeah.
And I like that idea. Thank you.
You also mentioned clothing and your closets and your drawers.
Yes.
Another way to simplify your life is to go through your clothes regularly and your children's clothes regularly and to get rid of what you don't use anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that we only tend to wear a half of our clothes 80% of the time?
Wow.
So,
say that again?
Yeah. Half of the clothes, 80% of the time. So ask yourself, am I ever going to wear this again? Is my child ever going to wear this again? Does it still fit them? Then, if not, bring it to Savers. Bring it to a consignment store.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, there's even apps now. ThredUp, Posh. You can get a mailing label and a mailing envelope and mail it away and get money for your used clothing.
Oh, well. You know, saying that, I did that the other day before the summer, and I think I still have a huge bag in the laundry.
Uh-huh. Well,
actually, no, that's not the laundry, it wouldn't fit there. It's in the garage. So I'm going to put it in the car.
Put it in the car.
Yes.
Yep.
Today.
Get it out where it needs to go.
Thank you. I will do that.
And when you are cleaning your closet or a dresser, you don't have to do the whole thing at once. Remember how to eat an elephant one bite at a time. Clean one section of a closet. Clean one drawer. And as you clean, make three piles. The clothes you like and you're going to keep, a maybe pile, and then what you haven't worn in ages pile. Put the first pile away immediately. Go through the second pile, make that decision, and then donate the last pile immediately.
Yes. And you know, sometimes having a friend with you to do that.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
Makes a huge difference because you might like something, but you know, everyone knows what you look like. And if your friend will say, no, get rid of it, and you'll go, okay. So having a friend stand with you when you're doing that is a very good idea.
Yep. And it just keeps you motivated and keeps you encouraged, too. When you are cleaning out your closet or a dresser, organize it, like we've already talked about for children. Maybe label the drawers as you're doing their things. In the closets, maybe put like items together. Organize things by color. Invest in good hangers because that really helps. If you look at closet organizers or whatever, you'll see they all have nice hangers and they're all facing the same way.
California closet here.
Yes. And try to plan your outfit and your children's outfits the night before. It'll save you an awful lot of time and stress the next day.
You know, you spend like almost 287 days of your life choosing what clothes to wear?
I didn't know that.
I know, I spent two of those days already last week. I was going to a wedding and I didn't know what to wear. 2 days. So I think I added on to those 287 days.
Oh. And, you know, with small children, you know how frustrating it is because you give them something to wear and they don't want to wear it. They don't want to put it on. If you give them some choices and at least have put something together ahead of time, they have a much better handle on the battle. So.
And, you know, it really is a good idea to plan your wardrobe beforehand because I know I can change myself hundreds of times in the morning before I get out and my bedroom looks like... The biggest shop on the in the
Does anyone here iron anymore?
No.
Well, I know, right? Well, I don't either. I do use that trick of starting the dryer to get the wrinkles out. And there's wrinkle spray you can buy now. You just spray it, throw it back in the dryer.
I didn't know about that.
But if you do iron, maybe make a plan to iron a few items at a time and not just one thing at a time because otherwise you're always going to have the iron out. So.
Oh, good job, Kate. And then do you watch all the series?
While you're ironing?
While you're ironing. You've got Poldark on.
The Crown, there you go.
Poldark's a good one, too.
Yeah.
All right, Debbie. So now on to the next one. Mm-hmm. Toys.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do with toys? I just remember toys. And now there's power cords on top of it and handheld things. And, what do we do with this?
Yeah. Well, really, your children only use a small amount of toys every day. So take a tip from preschools and put things in storage bins. Again, label them, put little pictures on them, whatever. Then take half of those toys and put them out of sight. Stack these storage bins in a closet, down the basement, wherever, out of sight, because if the kids see them, they're just going to open and dump everything, right? Before they go to bed, have your family help you pick up things. Make it part of the routine. Make it a game or a race. Be sure to have plenty of storage containers or baskets or buckets, whatever you use to put things away. I know my daughter-in-law has the cleanup song that she sings with my now 4-year-old grandson.
Is it still the same old cleanup, cleanup? I was singing more because you made me to stop.
That's the one.
Okay.
Yep. And after you've asked your children to clean up and put their things away, if they don't, whatever's left out, take it and hold it for ransom.
Mm.
And by that I mean if they want it back, they're going to have to do an extra chore for you or something to get it back because you've won them. So.
Yeah, as kids get older, money talks.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does.
And then I used to make them pay for their things back, but there were sometimes when, there were days I really felt nice.
Yes.
But I just used to give it back, but sometimes that rule didn't really work.
One other thing I just wanted to mention is after your kids have gone to bed and you're relatively cleaned up, it might be a good time before you collapse in exhaustion to take out a few new toys from the closet or the basement and put them out like little PlayStations like they do in preschools. So that way if you have an early riser, you'll have things already out for them to play with and they're relatively new, so it'll kind of keep their interest and maybe give you an extra few minutes in the morning.
Yeah, either coffee or a little nap. Absolutely. All right, Debbie. Now, school papers, artwork, that endless supply.
Absolutely.
What do we do with that?
Absolutely. That is tough because it can really get overwhelming and you have to pick and choose. If it's up for your children, they want to keep everything.
Yes, they do.
But luckily, there's apps for that. On the papers that we've given you with resources, you'll find the names of many apps. We just want to say we're not endorsing or recommending any of these, but just want to let you know there are options out there. Some that I saw were called Archive, Plumprint, or Keepy. They all seem to turn your children's artwork into digital books. But if you want a free idea, just take photos of their artwork and then get rid of the originals.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, and I used to take some of these nice ones and put them in a photo frame, and that was grandparents and aunts' birthday presents or Christmas presents.
I love that. That's a great idea.
It was very few because my sons were not real Catholics, but there were some pretty good ones that came out. Mm-hmm. And I've even got a couple in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, another thing I did was I had a laundry line. What do they call it?
Clothesline.
Thank you. In the kitchen. And as they came back from preschool, I used to hang them up and they could show it off. And then when the next ones came, those came off. And they usually went into the bin, hopefully, but
Well, for the things that aren't going to be going into the trash bin, get a memory box or a container for each child so they can store those treasures in. But make sure you clean it out often. You can go to the container store and buy containers, or go to the local pizza shop and ask for a clean pizza box because it'll hold odd size artwork and it's easy to slide under the bed. So,
yes. All right.
And as you know, our kids learn by example. So as they watch us organize, they're learning too. Teaching them this life skill of organization just will help them in school and beyond. So, backpacks, mm-hmm. encourage them to empty them and repack them when they get home from school or at least before dinner. So that way you won't be surprised as they're going to bed to learn you have to bake 20 cupcakes for the next day.
No more moldy sandwiches.
No more moldy sandwiches, exactly. Help them organize their schoolwork and their homework assignments. Get them into the habit every day of doing homework at a set time and maybe even in a set place.
That is a great idea, Debbie. Homework was a bit of a challenge, but we got it there, and it was. They had to do it before they could do it. But, you know, as they get older, mm-hmm. and different stages of their lives, things will work out differently.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we've done all of that. We're getting very organized. But what about mail?
Mail.
What do you do with that?
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose yours is very neat and tidy and organized. Mine is just like rows and rows.
No, nope. Mail, we'll talk about snail mail and email. Oh, my goodness. Well, when you get your mail, you've heard this said before, open it over a trash can.
Don't you have it come into the house?
Good point.
Yeah.
In fact, once you've gotten your mail, if you see junk mail, immediately throw it in your recycle bin. Don't even take it into the house. And the rest, once you have opened it, sort it to decide what you need to do with it. There's some things, obviously, that you need to take care of and pay a bill, or you need to keep and file, or keep as a reference. Any important paperwork, and we're going to talk about this later, or bills, you're going to need a place to put. So we'll talk about that. But sometimes you get sales brochures or coupons that you want to keep. They can build up too. There's apps for that. I read about one called Keyring that will help you organize your coupons, your reward cards, even gift cards, so you don't have to carry them around. So. Post anything as far as invitations or appointments that you get immediately on your calendar. And we're going to talk about the importance of a calendar later, so we'll get to that.
That's very good.
Mm.
I need that.
Emails, very, very similar to snail mail. Once you've read an email, decide what you're going to do with it. Delete it immediately, or if it's going to take less than 5 minutes to answer it, do the action involved. If it's going to take longer, put it in a folder for later and just get back to it, though. Unsubscribe to any solicitations, emails, promotions that you don't want to receive anymore. It's really easy to do, and it will really get rid of some of the junk in your email. Or even have a separate email address for those promotions or things that you sign up at the different stores. That way, if you don't check it on your phone, whichever your phone is, it's not so urgent. You can get back to it when you need to.
That is a very good idea, too. I need to get that phone out. I wish I could be doing it right now while you're talking.
Wait a few more minutes.
All right. Okay, so talking about phones, that's another problem I have, Debbie. And that is that I have all this electronic data, mm-hmm. and then I have an old-fashioned paper calendar,
mm-hmm.
and then I have a laptop and a desktop and my phone, and everybody's going into how many different directions is that?
Mm-hmm.
About five?
Mm-hmm.
Because no one really knows what's going on.
Absolutely, Sue. That's why it's really important to have one central command post, so to speak. Usually it's in your kitchen. It's the place you spend the most time.
Yes.
Have one master calendar. It doesn't matter if it's paper or electronic, but what is important is that you keep it up to date and that you check it often. If it's a paper calendar, make sure it's good size so you can write all your appointments on, keep the kids' schedules, all the different plans on there. And again, keep it up to date. Let everyone know where this is so they can refer to it. This is where your planning meeting with yourself comes into play too, because from your paper calendar, you can come up with your daily or your weekly lists and your schedules. If your calendar is electronic, make sure you sync it across all your devices and make sure your family is able to sync too. So when your kids get a little older and they all have their own cell phones, their calendars and yours can be synced and you can all add to it and be able to check it.
I think that's another talk.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yes, especially for the last good me.
Well, don't underestimate the value of alarms or electronic reminders on your phones or sticky notes for paper calendars or the lists. None of this does any good if you don't check it and you don't keep it up to date.
All right. So, you will really laugh at my central place for organization, but let me tell you, I am so excited to get home. I think, yeah, no, we've got some good time here still, so I'll sort of put that on hold for a while. Otherwise, that's my ADD taking over. I'll just sort of put this down and sort of get my phone out. No wonder I'm this disorganized person. So then we've done snail mail, we've done email, we've done the calendar. Now what do we do about all that other paperwork that doesn't go away? Mm-hmm. I have piles of it. And then I just put the pile in the drawer and then the cleaning lady comes and she cleans up and then I come home and I open the drawer and pick the pile up again.
Mm-hmm.
I need a system.
Yes, everybody needs a system. There are so many apps nowadays to help you save things and organize things without paper. Check out Pinterest, you'll find a million, but we did list a few on the resource page. There's Cozy, which is a free family organizer. There's something called ClipX.
Okay.
Keep the paperwork that you only really need, and we'll come back to that in a second. And then scan the rest. You can take pictures of things. You can use an app on your phone called Genius Scan. Or your printer may have a scanner. File it right to a folder on your computer. For that paperwork that you really need, and that would be like original birth certificates that you need for your children in their sports or whatever, your passports, social security cards, tax bills, whatever, get a fireproof two-drawer file cabinet or a strong box so you'll know where everything is. You'll have it when you need it. You know, Sue, there's no need to keep instruction manuals for all your appliances anymore.
Really?
Yep. Everything can be found online, so you don't need them.
Oh, I have two drawers full.
Get rid of them.
I will.
Yeah. Do keep on top of that paperwork. When you get a magazine or a newspaper, if people still read newspapers, read it, get rid of it. If there's something that, you know, really piques your interest, tear out the page of the magazine. Take a picture of it, whatever. And then be done with it. Use your note app on your phone to make lists. I know I have lists as far as my grandchildren's sizes that they're wearing. So if I'm shopping, medications that you take. So if you're at a doctor's appointment, your grocery list, whatever. But use your phone. Then you won't have to have that paper list.
That phone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what did we do without that 7 years ago?
Well, we had them, but they were different. They were probably flip phones.
Okay. Yeah. You know, my big thing was cooking magazines, and I would have 40 or 50 piles of magazines just because one magazine had one recipe in it. And so I did tear them out. But then I was stuck with all these papers.
Mm-hmm.
And I must tell you, so I decided one summer that was going to be my project.
Yeah.
And I got a file, because that was more than 7 years ago. It was still file time.
Mm-hmm.
And I filed everything, even under meat, dessert, whatever was it. And I still actually use that today, but this last summer I upgraded and put all of those things onto an app called Paprika.
Good job.
So now I go shopping and I have my shopping list, I have what ingredients I need, I have everything.
Good job.
And I even got it synced with my laptop.
All right.
So, you just need motivation for
yes,
that, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Good job.
That's good.
Mm.
Paprika.
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 It's the accent.
Translation, please.
Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about time management. Did you know, really, for best results, you can't schedule 100% of your time? You need to only plan about 70% of your time and leave a 30% cushion or margins.
Yes.
That will really help. You need to be realistic about your time. Do you really think that you can get your children and yourself ready and get out the door in 5 minutes?
No.
Do you really think that you can do X, Y, and Z tasks and still be on time for a 9:30 mom-to-mom class?
No.
Remember to plan your time vertically as well as horizontally. And by that I mean when you're looking at your calendar and you're looking at your week, also look at your days. Maybe Tuesday you're going from 9 to 6, but Thursday you really have nothing. So maybe take some of the things that you have going on Tuesday and push them over to Thursday. So.
Well, that is very true. Because sometimes I think we really need to choose how we spend our time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We need to select our children's activities. Every child doesn't have to do 7 sports, play 5 instruments, have 20 tutors. And I think we, as adults, need to perhaps know what's important.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's probably a talk for another time because they can really get out of hand. But sometimes you do just have to say no to things. It's okay.
Yes, it is. And it's a very hard word to say. No.
Yep.
Because you think you're going to hurt someone's feelings. And,
One thing to make sure you do schedule is your downtime or your me time. If it's not on the calendar, it's not going to happen. So if exercise or quiet time or date night or coffee with a friend is important to you, schedule it. But I do want to warn you to beware of time wasters. We all love our social media, and they're great for downtime or our electronic games, but all of a sudden you can get lost in them very quickly, and that takes up a lot of time. So be mindful of your time and how you spend it.
Oh, gosh, Debbie, you've hit a very sore point there. Spider Solitaire.
Uh-huh. Cell, Free Cell. Have you played that one?
Free Cell?
No, it's fine.
Ooh.
Ooh, wait, sorry, I'm getting off topic here.
Get back in. Actually, so next time I am playing those games and I should just close up and go and do a draw.
Well, maybe set your timer. 5 minutes. Play your game and then go to the draw.
I'm allowed to do
absolutely.
It. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you. Now we need to get on to that next one because I see the time's moving along. And what about the kitchen? That's a biggie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know, if you keep your counters clear and put away seldom used appliances, just the appearance of clear space will make you feel better and calmer. Try to keep your sink clear and clean. Right after dinner, take that 15 minutes that you need to put food away, load the dishwasher, wash the pans, clean up the countertops and the table. Use your family, even the little ones, to help with this. They can carry plates to the dishwasher. They can dry the table. They can put things away. And then take 5 extra minutes to start to think about tomorrow morning. You can prep for your coffee. You can begin to make lunches. You can think about possibly what you're going to have for dinner. And then this is going to help your morning routine because as you're enjoying that morning coffee and making breakfast or eating breakfast, and don't forget you've already put that load of laundry in.
Yeah.
And you've got those little preschool play areas for your children. So you've got those 5 minutes.
We're all done.
Then you can finish putting together lunches and pull out what you're going to need to start your dinner for the evening.
My sister-in-law was amazing. She in this particular instance, her children, she had them trained to make their own lunches from kindergarten. So she would have different things out there, and I just looked at her and I thought, well, I don't know how you did it, but she said, that's what they do. And so that was great. And so if I had children again, I think I'd train them to do that. And then the other thing was, now no kids, you have school lunches, is to actually print them out and let them see what's there, and then they can decide whether they want to buy or whether they want to make.
This is all teaching them how to make healthy food choices, too, if you're getting them involved in the planning and the prepping. So I think that's great.
And good eating habits.
Absolutely. So let's talk about meal planning for a second.
That's a good idea.
Well, if you do plan for your meals, you're going to have less wasted food and it really will be more economical. Try to plan ahead. Come up with maybe 5 or 7 items that you know your whole family is going to eat and post them maybe on the inside of a cabinet door on your phone, whatever, or on Paprika. So you're always going to have ideas, and that you'll have the supplies that you need. Plan your shopping list accordingly. And thinking of shopping lists, you should have an ongoing grocery shopping list. Keep that running list. I mean, today they even have refrigerators that have the list on the door and the camera looking into the refrigerator so you can check what you need.
And should follow me to the grocery store, too.
There you go. I have a story about that. I was at the grocery store one day, and actually a woman from church was there, and she had forgotten her grocery list. So she called home and asked her son to read what was on the list. Unfortunately, it was in cursive writing, and he couldn't read it. So she's like, oh, I'm so frustrated. I said, tell him to take a picture and send it to you. He did. She got it. She was all set.
There we go.
But again, you have your phone. You can put, you know, keep your list on your notes on your phone.
Yes.
So. And plan your meals according to how much time you're going to have in a given day. As we talked about that vertical planning and the horizontal planning, if you know you only have 10 minutes between the hours of 3 and 6 today, maybe it's not a good time to roast your chicken. Maybe it's a good time to get the phone number to order pizza tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And keep that refrigerator and your closets, food closets, clean and organized. Keeping like healthy snacks for children at a good place where they can easily reach them. So, when you do cook, when you have time to cook, double the recipe and freeze half for later.
Mm-hmm. I love freezing foods. So getting that huge amount of ground beef and some tins of manwich and making a sloppy joe mixture, and then you can use a lasagna, and you can use bolognese, filet bolognese, you can use it in tacos, you can do whatever, but you can just haul them out as you need to. And you can do that with so many things.
Yeah.
And nothing more than four ingredients in the food.
Yes.
That's my motto.
Yes, absolutely.
And
keep it simple.
It's got to taste like a passport.
Yes. Well, we're starting to run out of time, so let's just talk a few more miscellaneous ideas. Let's talk about pictures. Back them up. One of my daughter-in-laws, not Abby this year today, just recently lost her phone and lost a lot of pictures of her five-month-old baby. Oh. So for some reason, we were talking about this last night. I don't know if she didn't have enough storage in the cloud or whatever, but they weren't backed up. So maybe get one of those little photo vault thumb drives that they have now or whatever. Back up those pictures.
Yes.
Organize them into digital albums when you have time on the phone or on your laptop. Boy, I'll tell you, that got away from me. I still have boxes of pictures of my kids. Oh, my goodness.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
There's another interesting thing with that. We had a big house fire.
Oh, yeah.
And I had these huge boxes of photos.
Yes.
And I thought, what am I going to do? I sent them away and got them scanned. They all went off to India or some ridiculous place and came back, and they were all on a thumb drive. And that was, but guess what? I still have the originals.
Yeah. Oh,
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. But I didn't do much unpacking, did I?
Hey, how about those passwords? Oh,
ooh,
my goodness.
I lose mine all the time.
Yeah. Well, there's so many.
Yes.
Everything. It's crazy. There are many apps that you can use. And again, some are listed on your resource sheet. There's something called LastPass. There's another called LogMeOnce. And I see some of you shaking your head. So maybe you can talk about what you use later and what you find is good and valuable. One thing, though, do not keep your passwords on a list on your phone.
They are all on my phone, maybe.
No. Sue, no. But on your phone, do keep, under your contacts, doctor's phone numbers, repairman phone numbers, the school phone number, the bank, just like you do with your personal contacts, put them right on your phone, and then you've got whatever you need when you need to call somebody.
Well, that's a good idea, but I do think I need to get all my passwords off my phone.
Yes, please.
Yes, okay.
Yes, please. But multitasking. Don't do it while you're trying to do something else, Sue. Sometimes multitasking isn't always the most efficient way to do things. You can maybe be talking on the phone while you're folding laundry. You can clean out your purse while you're watching a show. But sometimes trying to do everything at the same time just makes you tired and just doesn't get anything done right.
No.
Cleaning out that purse, do that often, and you'll be amazed how many Cheerios or raisins or whatever you find at the bottom, but clean it out often.
Pens,
yep. Commercial breaks. If you find yourself able to sit down and watch some TV, get up during a commercial break and do one little chunk of something. It really does help.
All right. I need to get myself on track because, as I told you before, I've got piles and piles and piles.
Yeah.
So I just need to stick to the task on hand. I'm folding laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Finish that.
Yes.
If I'm doing paperwork, finish that. if I'm doing cleaning, finish that, right?
Yes, and speaking of cleaning, we all know that's a biggie.
Yes.
But you really do need to clean up your clutter first before you can clean. You mentioned putting things away before the cleaning lady came.
Have you not seen that where you pick something up once and then you just put it back down again?
No. Put away that clutter first.
Okay.
And then, as you're cleaning, put everything you need in a pail and carry it around with you, and that will really help so you're not running back and forth to get what you need. With the new products we have today, disposable wipes, disposable toilet brushes, Swiffers, it's pretty easy to do a quick cleanup. So, start cleaning from the top and work your way down. Dust from high to low, clean off surface areas, and then get to the floor. Sue, what's your cleaning routine?
My cleaning routine?
You should have one.
I should? Okay. Well, if I see something dirty, I clean it.
Well, again, if you have a cleaning routine, if you've kind of got a little bit of a schedule, it's not going to get away from you. So have your kids help. You can make a chore chart. With older children, make it a privilege. Make it clear that privilege are attached to responsibilities. Right? If they don't do something, they're not going to get that privilege. If they're assigned a chore and it doesn't get done, the privilege gets taken away. And another talk for another time, rights versus privileges with children. So,
yes.
Don't be a perfectionist. That was my biggest problem when my kids were growing up. I didn't let them help because I wanted to do it my way, and it was just easier to get it done myself. But another thing, remember, our homes are not going to look like those picture-perfect homes in magazines. They've got a whole crew to come in and stage them and get them all ready. Ours are real working homes. I think a clean home is one with minimal visible clutter, reasonably clean floors, and an empty, not overflowing trash can.
Yes.
One way to help with that is practice hospitality.
Why?
Because nothing gets you more motivated than knowing that you have people coming over.
That is true.
Right? And if you've kind of stayed on top of it a little bit, all you have to do when you have company coming is to light a candle, make things smell nice. You've got a little ambiance. You can lower the lights. They won't see the dust bunnies. And then open your arms and welcome your guests and enjoy your visit.
Oh, yes, that sounds like heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But finally, Sue, just to kind of wrap this up, remember, this is an ongoing process. And as Nike says, just do it.
Yes. Well, I see, sadly, our time is up.
Mm-hmm.
I see them looking at us from that window over there telling us it's time to go, it's time to go.
But maybe people in the audience have some questions that they want to ask before they break into their small groups. Is there anything anybody wants to bring up or share in the large group? No, I would say stick with it, though. In the long run, it's worth it. It really is.
Yes.
Because it'll teach them how to do it.
Yeah.
But it's not easy, that's for sure. Other people, though, maybe might be able to help her with other ideas that have worked for them. Right. Maybe in small groups.
Oh,
go ahead.
I can just say I sympathize. We try to spend 1 hour a week where everyone works together to clean up. I mean, it's far from perfect. That's my hard thing. And maybe you have a fight on this. It's not that this is a new habit. We've been trying to do this for a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And every time we do it, we set the timer. We're going to work for an hour, and then we're done. And that's it. And 15 minutes into it, we have to stop the timer, sit everyone down for a meeting,
Well, okay, but I do have an idea on that. Maybe an hour is too long. Maybe you do need to break it up into smaller 15-minute sections.
Okay.
You know, maybe that, it's just something to try. Doesn't mean it's going to work, but it's worth a try.
Yeah. And another thing, maybe they just need, do they have a specific task that they have to do?
Well, we try, in the 15 minutes. An hour, but it's really 6, 10-minute segments. We say, okay, we're going to spend 10 minutes in the kitchen. You put toys away. You put the boots by the in the garage. You organize the jackets on the hooks. You know, you try to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it sounds really good. It looks great on paper. daddy's going to vacuum and mom's going to wipe down the counters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it seems like still after about 15 minutes, we do the 10 minutes, the timer goes off, even if it's not done, it's really far from done, we say, okay, we just got to do 10 more minutes in the kitchen.
Yeah.
We'll skip another room. But if it's close to done, okay, close enough, let's move to the living room. Now, you put the books on the shelf and you put the toys back in the ink. Everyone has their job. And then about halfway through that second 10-minute cycle, somebody has to say, okay, family meeting.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Yeah. Like maybe said, stick to it.
Yeah, stick to it.
Just keep trying.
And again, maybe smaller segments. Yeah.
What about within about 10 minutes every day instead of all at once?
Again, I think it's a little by little. You want to get them clean a window, spray some shaving cream on there and have them wash it down.
Yeah. Use like a natural organic cleaner. Yeah. That's not usually the problem, but how do I get from hey, they clean up our playroom every day. And you're like,
I think you just have to keep at it. Age appropriate.
I say, what they're doing at the moment for the ages is phenomenal.
That's probably pretty
good. I was doing for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great, Kate.
We call putting toys away and saying tidying up.
Yes, the tidying.
And actually cleaning it with water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not the toys actually do that.
We tidy every day, but try to get the next step.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. One other thing. Sometimes gang mentality doesn't help. Sometimes you have to work one-on-one with your children. Having three at once do something isn't going to work. But if you're working side by side with one, that's more helpful. It's not easy to do because you have three and you're by yourself. Your husband isn't home. But I think that helps more than anything.
Yeah.
If you can just take one, all right, we're going to do this right now, and just really be with them. Heck, we even still do that here at work. Come here, let's do this.
This isn't a question, but something that made a huge difference for me. A few months ago, we're hosting a huge Thanksgiving, and I'm like, what do I do? And I read a kitchen counter is a workspace, not a storage space.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes so much sense. And so now there's no reason to ever have a paper on it. There's no reason to ever have things that are drying. And it's not that it's there, it's just somewhere at all. Mentally, visually, for me, the counter is like a big deal.
Mm.
And so that it's like so simple, but so huge.
Mm.
So, if that helps anyone else, first thing is not a storage space.
I have I totally agree with that. I have a kind of a small little box that maybe is like a slightly bigger than a paper knife, and it's shallow. And I let it get ever so slightly full, and then it has to be cleared out. But it can't generally beyond the day. It can't go beyond that.
We use Amazon Echo in our kitchen, and we use it for our shopping list.
shopping list and get whatever on the list.
What's it called?
It's just if you can get them, if you can get them on
Echo.
One of the, it's that little dot thing. And then you can have the Amazon app on your phone and then call it the shopping list. And the kids put stuff on the list too, except they put things like dogs.
So you just say, Alexa, make a shopping list?
Yeah, and then you say, Alexa, add Coke to the list.
Step another home.
Exactly. I'll try to make you buy that stuff from Amazon, or it's like literally
there is a way that you can order it. You can say, Alexa, order from Amazon, and just don't put your credit card in there because the dog might show up.
But it can also just be a,
it's a shopping,
like a written list
on your app, and you click on lists, and it's a shopping or calendar or whatever. There's other lists that you can use. The only one is the shopping.